wash pot, get the water boiling hot. And what the procedure was, well, I'm going to fast. The night before, I know about one, but the night before, we kiss. We're big enough to put this, to take the tablecloth off the kitchen table, which is a common wooden table, and spread the clothes out and wet them, see?
Oh.
Probably dip them in water, wring them out, and put them on the table, and rub homemade soap on this. We made our own soap, too.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, rub soap on there on both sides, and then roll them up and put them in some container, like a tub.
Yeah?
And so that's soaked all night long.
Oh, I never heard of that.
Oh, yeah, that softens up your dirt deal.
Uh-huh.
And so next day was the fire in the kitchen, boiling hot, and the clothes were boiled. Then it was taken out with a stick and put in a, I don't know where, put in a tub of water or what we did. Anyhow, they were put in some clear water. Then it was on a rubbing board.
That's the hard part.
Them old-fashioned rubbing board was your first old-time automatic washing machine. All you did was put your clothes on your rubbing board and move it back and forth.
Yeah, uh-huh. Some automatic.
Yes, I have one in my museum. I tell people that. Anyhow, then it was put in another tub of clean water with bluing in there. You ever hear bluing?
Yeah, I've heard of it. What does it do?
Today we use Clorox.
Oh, I see.
That's the idea.
Uh-huh.
The bed sheet turns slightly yellowish, but that bluing turns it white.
I see.
It's like using Clorox today.
Yeah.
Same idea.
Yeah.
And then it was hung on the line to dry.
Uh-huh.
And the sun dried, a laundry was full of burning, and then it's automatic dryer. See, we have an electric dryer.
Yeah.
But we haven't used our clothesline so long, it's plumb rusty already.
Yeah.
We have that.
What did you call that big thing that you put the clothes in, that you boil the water in? What did you call it?
Wash pot?
Yeah.
That's a wash pot.
Did you ever call it anything else?
No. That wash pot was a tool, a thing, that did all kinds of things. It was for washing clothes. It was for heating the water. It's called a pick. You know what calling a pick is?
I have heard of it. What, is that right before you...
That's when you scrape the hair, the bristles off your pick.
Oh.
And the water can't be too hot, it'll burn it on until it's loosening it up.
I see.
And then we use it for rendering the lard, cooking the hog fat, making the lard.
Uh-huh.
Then we use it for making soap. So
wow.
The same pot has already four things it did.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
That's all I can think right now.
Was it pretty big?
With it.
Pretty big?
Oh, but that much in diameter, more or less, but different
about
sizes.
Three
about
feet.
That deep, it wasn't around four. Yeah. It had four little legs. Maybe three or four little legs on there, about that long.
About what? 4 inches.
Set them on bricks or rocks.
I see. Uh-huh.
Then they came out, and then a local man, he had a factory. He built a skirt around there with a stove pipe. He put that wash pot in there to, instead of the heat going everywhere, the heat was right there under the pot.
Oh.
That was a big thing he had shown me for a while.
Oh, well, that makes
room
sense.
Room and furnace way to call it.
Uh huh. That makes sense when you think about it.
Yeah.
Oh, let me see. What else?
And then coming back to wash pots, over in High Hill was the second beer brewery in Texas. They used a copper wash pot about that much diameter.
What, about 4 feet?
Yeah, about 4 feet. Uh-huh. That's how they brewed their beer in there. Over here, not too far from here, Munder's Kettles was here for a long time in the front yard as a receptacle for flowers.
Oh, uh-huh.
But it disappeared. It was made out of copper.
Huh.
Their first beer brewery in Texas was in LaGrange.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Okay, do you know where the cottonseed oil mill is?
No.
Okay, Lubbock has the biggest one in Texas now.
Uh-huh.
Okay, the first country oil mill was here in High Hill. The building is 110 years old this year.
My
That's where they process cotton. You know what cottonseed is, don't you?
Yeah,
cottonseed.
Yeah, yeah.
They process cottonseed into cooking oil.
I see.
And the first one in Texas was in High Hill.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
That's part of my history, not part of my painting, is that building.
Oh, I see.
Later on, they came a cotton gin, but I grew up, I worked in that 6 summers, that's cotton gin hand.
Uh-huh.
The same building.
My goodness, what kind of stuff did you do when you worked there?
I was making bales, the bales.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. I bet that was hard work.
No, I didn't think so. I did anything to get out of the cotton field. I hated farm work. Downright despised it.
Really?
I wanted to become a priest. Daddy wouldn't let me. Then I wanted to become a baker. Daddy wouldn't let me.
Uh-huh.
He wanted to make a farmer out of me. He said, I'm not going to be no farmer. I wasn't.
Uh-huh.
I didn't become a farmer. I hated it.
Uh-huh. He wanted you to be a farmer, huh?
Yeah. How can I be?